Discussion, next action item is our next agenda item, number four. Discussion and possible action on amendment to the retirement trust for employees of Brazos River Authority.
Yes, sir. This is the same subject, and it's just another amendment that's a corollary to this one. There is a trust that, of course, is set up to actually hold the assets and manage the assets of the plan. And for simplicity, we separated it into another amendment because there is an amendment needed for the trust. So it's the same thing. It's just amending the trust to be to coincide with the amendment we just passed a minute ago. So any further questions, I'll be happy to explain. Otherwise, I'll read this.
Okay, let's have the reading. Okay. Unless there's any other questions.
You got a deep breath?
Yeah, this is a long one.
Go, John.
Be it hereby resolved that the Retirement Committee recommends to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority adoption of the following proposed resolution. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby adopts this amendment to the Retirement Trust for Employees of the Brazos River Authority, in parentheses, the trust, effective as of November 30, 2010. Whereas the Brazos River Authority has adopted and maintains for the exclusive benefit of its eligible current and former employees a qualified plan known as the Retirement Plan for Employees of the Brazos River Authority, in parentheses, the Retirement Plan, and whereas the trust serves as the funding vehicle for the retirement plan, which since September 1st, 1997, has included both a traditional defined benefit component and a defined contribution component, and whereas the Brazos River Authority has taken action to, one, adopt effective as of November 30th, 2010, a new qualified plan known as the Defined Contribution Plan for Employees of the Brazos River Authority, in parentheses, the Defined Contribution Plan, close parentheses, and two, transfer effective as of November 30, 2010, the assets attributable to the retirement plan's defined contribution component to the defined contribution plan. And whereas the Brazos River Authority desires to have the trust fund both the retirement plan and the defined contribution plan beginning as of November 30, 2010, and until such time as the assets of the defined contribution plan are distributed to eligible participants and beneficiaries thereunder, following the receipt of a favorable determination letter from the Internal Revenue Service relating to the tax-exempt status of the defined contribution plan, and whereas pursuant to Section 1 of Article 9 of the Trust, the authority reserves the right to amend the trust, and now, therefore, the Brazos River Authority does hereby amend the trust effective as of November 30th, 2010, as set forth below. Number 1, Section 1 of Article 1 of the Trust, titled Retirement Trust for Employees of the Brazos River Authority, is amended to read as follows. This agreement in the trust, it evidences, shall on and after December 1st, 1992, be referred to as the Retirement Trust for Employees of the Brazos River Authority, in parentheses, which trust agreement is hereinafter set forth and as may hereafter be amended is hereinafter referred to as the trust agreement, close parentheses, and the provisions hereof are intended to implement on or after December 1st, 1992, and until November 30th, 2010, the provisions of the retirement plan for employees of Brazos River Authority as amended, in parentheses, the retirement plan, and effective as of November 30th, 2010, and thereafter, the provisions of the retirement plan and the defined contribution plan for employees of the Brazos River Authority, as amended, the defined contribution plan, close parentheses, another parentheses, collectively together with the retirement plan, the plan, close parentheses. Number 2, the trust is amended to add a new Article 11 titled Accounting for Undivided Interest in the Trust to read as follows. Article 11, Accounting for Undivided Interest in the Trust. The provisions of this Article 11 shall apply notwithstanding any provision of this trust to the contrary. Participation in this trust is limited to two qualified plans, the retirement plan and the defined contribution plan. Trust assets will be subaccounted into a retirement plan component and a defined contribution plan component, although, except as otherwise permitted herein, all trust assets will be combined and invested as a single fund. The subaccounting of trust assets into a retirement plan component and a defined contribution plan component will recognize and account separately sources of contributions. Benefit payments and expenses specific to the two components and except as otherwise permitted herein will allocate proportionally investment earnings thereto. Consistent with the preceding sentence, the assets of the retirement plan held in the trust will be used exclusively to fund and provide the accrued benefits determined by the retirement plan's provisions, in parentheses, in the manner consistent with the provisions of the retirement plan, close parentheses, and the assets of the defined contribution plan held in the trust will be used exclusively to fund and provide the account balance benefits determined by the defined contribution plan's provisions, in parentheses, in the manner consistent with the provisions of the defined contribution plan, close parentheses. The retirement plan's equitable interest in the trust shall not be used for any purpose under the defined contribution plan, and the defined contribution plan's equitable interest in the trust shall not be used for any purpose under the retirement plan. In no event may the interest of either the retirement plan or the defined contribution plan in the trust be assigned. This trust is created and organized in the United States and is maintained as a domestic trust.
Do I have a motion for such?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Director Bell seconds. All in favor will call. Director Dennis votes yes. Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Ward?
Yes.
Mr. Collinsworth?
Yes.
Mr. Forte?
Yes.
Mr. Willis?
Yes.
Is it appropriate to ask a question?
Sure.
Clarification?
Sure.
As I understand, what we're doing is we're taking the existing plan and creating another plan and rolling it into that, and then having a component, the defined contribution that will be distributed from that.
That's right. We're taking the existing plan and actually splitting it into a defined. We're leaving the existing plan, a defined benefit plan, peeling the defined contribution component out, creating a plan for it. So there's two plans.
Okay.
Ultimately, with the plan to terminate the defined contribution plan. The DB plan will continue to be in force.
As I say, it says retirement plan for the employees of the Brazos River Authority, the retirement plan, and it says that to establish a new plan, defined contribution plan for employees of
Brazos River. The title, we didn't change the title of the existing plan has the same title.
Okay.
It's just
okay.
A DB only plan.
That's where I was confused.
It's just its characteristic change, but the title remains the same. At one point, we were going to call it the defined benefit, but that was going to become more problematic to change its title.
So, thank you.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.